Hi, this is Dana Gould, and you're listening to New Dissident Radio, where we've finally gotten the video out of audio video.
I'm fucking up, and we're not even on. Do you call it on the air?
Sure.
Yeah. It is live. There are listeners.
Is there anything you'd like, you guys like to say off computer before we go? Now's your chance.
Boobies.
No, you said
I'm going to say boobies all over the place when we're...
Poop.
That too?
Poop.
Dog...
Dogs.
Dog sack.
This is Tommy James, and you're listening to Ardent Atheist. We'd like to give a shout out to our two listeners in Mississippi. What's up, dudes?
Hello, and welcome to Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the intertubes, and from her ferocious vocals on Monday Night Tees at Three Clubs in Hollywood and Victory Variety Hour at Skinny's in NoHo. True. You can find links to our guest's website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by the author of the well-known blog Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to the Facebook group, Ardent Atheist Wall of Reason. Join our group and chat us up. Or today, you can go on to the Wall of Reason on our website, Ardent Atheist.
Yeah, where are we doing the Wall of Reason?
On Ardent Atheist. /live.
Oh, go to ardentatheist.com/live. Also, go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get in the top 10, or you can go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium
content.
For a measly $10 per year.
All new subscribers get a kiss from me.
You can't kiss every new subscriber.
You don't own me.
We have two rules on the show. Rule number one, guests may plug anything they want.
Because we're not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
That's right. And rule number two, if you are a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. The show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you, you sad, deluded victim of a completely fictional Ponzi scheme. In the studio tonight, we have Shelley Siegel, Craig Anton, and Matt Champagne. You know these folks from Showbiz. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Yeah, let's take it down a notch.
We
yeah.
ran out of music.
That was intense.
I should play more music.
I think they got it.
While you guys were doing that, I was like, am I supposed to jump in here with something? Or
You
could
have.
You could. You can do whatever.
No, you guys were locked in, man. I didn't want to. You guys were like a rhythm section.
Why do we seem to surprise the guests every time we do that? It's because we're a hack podcast. Is that what it is? They think we're hack.
I wish I could remember who did it. Somebody really snarkily and hilariously goes... It was Doug Stanhope. When we were finished, he goes, I don't have a computer screen with a bunch of words on it. Fucking dick.
I pulled that out of my ass.
We do that all off the top of our head. Hi, how are you? Craig Anton, welcome back.
I'm good. Where's Mark Maron? So this is WTF?
This is weird. No, God damn it.
Yes, it is. No, it is.
Yeah, Craig, tell us about your failures. feel good about
First,
myself.
First, let me apologize.
Thanks for being here. And by the way, thanks for hooking us up with Matt Champagne.
Yeah.
Right?
He's the shit.
He's funny. No, he's not. Oh, the.
The shit. Yeah,
amazing how the changes that word into a completely different meaning.
That's the toughest part about learning English for people that don't know English is when to put the.
Yeah.
Because it's a completely different thing. If I say you're shit, that's not good. But if completely I say you're different. The shit.
That's the toughest part. Or it would be offensive if I said that's toughest part. No, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
God, you are right. Yeah.
There are no rules that are global. It just doesn't work that way.
And also, they say in Britain, they go, I'm not going to the hospital. They say, I'm going to hospital.
They do. They drop the.
They take the does out.
Yeah. Well, that's not English.
Going on holiday.
They do that in Australia, I'll bet.
Yeah. Whereas I like to say, I'm going on the holiday.
Right. You don't say that.
I'm going on the holiday.
When's the last holiday that you went to?
It's a boat. It's called the holiday.
It's a 40-footer. It's beautiful.
We actually have a real accent in the room. I don't know if anybody knows that, but Shelley Siegel is from Australia. Oh. She's a musician. She has an album out called...
An Atheist album.
Not the Atheist album, an Atheist album. Because there's so many.
That's English.
Yeah.
This
is really great. When I stumbled onto Shelley's music online, I was elated because we need more of this. I want to see more people putting... the atheist ideas and attacking religion, in my opinion. I don't know. Do you think of yourself as someone who attacks religion?
I think of myself as giving an honest opinion about what I think. And some people will feel attacked by that, and some people would see it as just saying the truth.
Well, let's see.
Say that I need to be saved. Say with me the devil got his way. Say I need to hear the truth. The sales pitch of eternal life and eternal youth. All these blessings you are bestowing upon the one you say is all knowing. Or are they really deserved if he is sending me where you say I am going? So you
ever entered you back?
Yeah, you're not making fun of anybody. To stop questioning the bullshit everybody else buys. I love your music.
Oh, thank you.
Do you write the lyrics?
Yes.
They're really good.
Thanks a lot.
They're really good.
Did you have a line in there about what's going on between your thighs?
Yes, I did.
That's all you heard, isn't it?
That was good.
That's
all you focused in on, isn't it?
It's a song about the bullshit of religion, Matt.
I
not
got that.
Not Shelley's thighs.
I got that.
Kind of hot.
That line kind of jumps out at you.
It does a little bit.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, like atheism.
And also, yes, the line, I wonder what Craig Anton is doing in the shower now. That I don't know if you heard that also.
Subliminal. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, let's play it again.
I didn't. No.
I didn't hear it, but I got it. You know what I mean? I felt it.
That was really the subtext.
Yeah.
I'm glad that finally someone understands me.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. It's all about me.
Yeah. Is this song about me? That's really what we want to know.
What songs have you written about atheism, Craig? You're a musician.
Oh, yeah. I got a song called... I do have a song on YouTube called I Don't Give a Fuck.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Is it about religion?
Well, it could be about anything. It's mainly about people who I hate.
And is it under your band's name?
Yeah, the Buxotics.
The Buxotics?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a way
what?
Back.
That's how you say it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Buxotic.
No, Buxotics. That's a Russ Meyer term.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's it mean?
I think big buxom women, I think. Yeah. Buxotica,
are you,
exotica.
Are you big buxom women?
Am I?
Your band.
No. We had one woman in the band.
Oh, you're all skinny, actually.
Yeah,
all a bunch really of...
Who's in the band?
It's Matt North was in the band, and Blaine Capash,
Blaine's
another
there.
Comedian, and Rita D'Albert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a lot of really anorexic people.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
They're all in rehab now.
for eating disorders, yeah.
But yeah, that's a good song that, you know, we could pull up. We'll pull it up. We'll play.
What's the name of your band, Matt?
I'm not in a band. No, I used to be in a band, but we weren't atheists.
You did not.
No,
were you really?
I used to be in a band, yeah.
What do you believe, Matt? I always ask the guests what they believe.
What do I believe?
Think
start
best.
From the beginning.
Yeah.
This
you
right?
almost said it. You were raised by Eskimos.
I was raised Catholic.
By Eskimos.
I was raised very Catholic. I don't... I believe when we die, we're gone. I think that's
you're an
it.
Atheist, then.
Well, but see, I've never, I don't, that officializes
You don't
it.
Like it, do you?
Religion?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean,
no,
you
I don't
like the term atheist. You kind of think it's too aggressive, don't you?
I guess so. Yeah. But that doesn't mean I disagree with the main tenets of it. There's something very official.
Well, there are no
that.
Tenets to atheism. That's one of the things that's one of the reasons we do the show is to make sure that the people understand that reality. The reality is atheism is simply a lack of belief in religious bullshit, in gods, of any kind, you know?
That's all it means.
The distinction that Penn Jillette says, he believes there is no God. He doesn't say, I don't believe in God. Which
well,
is
there's agnostic atheists, and there are atheists that are, what's it, agnostic
well,
is
well, there are aggressive atheists, there are anti-theists.
Anti-theists.
What's happening with Penn, he's an atheist, to be sure, and he calls himself an atheist.
Right.
And, depending on when you talk to him and on what terms you're talking to him, he may say to you, there's no reason to believe in a God. And he may say to you, there is no fucking God, because he's an anti-theist as well, as am I.
Right.
You know what I mean? But a lot of people, Penn and I tend to confuse folks sometimes, because when you're an anti-theist who is very aggressive about the risks, dangers, and illnesses that are caused by religion and its awful, awful lies... That's the kind of language I like to use.
Yeah.
I tend not to say there's no God in this exact way. I tend to say there's no reason to believe any of the gods that have been posited so far. Not any reason whatsoever. Zero.
Yeah.
Zeus? How
yeah,
about
everybody
Zeus?
Says so easily, oh, there's no such thing as Zeus. But if you apply that to a modern deity, it's
all of a sudden you're, what the hell's the matter with you? Saying that Allah doesn't exist. I'll kill you!
What about Hermes? Wasn't Hermes a god?
He's
the one with the wings on his feet. Which one's that guy?
Yeah.
He was like a messenger. I kind of liked him.
Do you remember Tom Hertz?
Tom Hertz?
He was a comic out of New York. He's a big head writer now. He used to have this great joke about he was a paranoid atheist. And he didn't believe in God, but if there was one, he was pretty sure he was out to get him.
Tom Hertz.
Yeah.
I had someone ask me once if I was strictly atheist.
Yeah, right.
Like vegetarian?
Yeah, like when there's turbulence on the plane, then I.
No, strict atheist is someone on every Sunday morning they think about how they don't believe God.
Well, Johnny Damm, who is a non-believer and runs this station, has the Damage Report and some other shows. He's an atheist, and when you ask him if he wants to go to a gathering or a convention, he's like, I'm a fucking atheist for a reason, man. I don't go anywhere on Sunday. What the hell's the matter with you?
Oh, I see,
Yeah, so he's opposed to gathering. As an atheist.
Although
I
have to
not.
Say, atheist gathering kind of sounds a little spooky.
That sounds fun.
It sounds great to me.
It sounds spooky? Talk to me, Matt.
Talk about smart people all together meeting.
Well, something about gathering that makes me think of Magic the Gathering. It makes me think of spells and sorcery.
Really? Okay, that's your issue. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I just played Magic the Gathering for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. For the first time?
For the first time.
I refuse to believe that.
It was like 2 months ago.
What other
ago.
Games
Did you like
of,
it?
Of that ilk have you played?
It's a long process and
well, you
takes
know what?
A lot
the,
of time.
The game of Magic the Gathering doesn't take long at all, but there's a lot of rules. There's a lot of things you got
to
know.
Yeah, you have to get into the culture to play it right.
Yeah, and that's not... That's
Heather
not
has her own card.
Did you play with me?
I didn't play with
She's
you.
On a card.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I have my own card.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's, she had an artist.
Dave Palumbo in Philadelphia is a really amazing artist, and he got a job with Magic the Gathering, and he used me as one of the models.
Wow.
It's the Deft Duelist. Do you know? Do you remember playing with me?
No. I got schooled by these guys. They were very nice to teach me how to play, but I'm just like, this is a lot of stuff to remember.
Can I ask a quick
question?
I'm
the ultra gay dwarf.
Yeah.
He painted me as the ultra gay dwarf.
Can what? I ask a quick question? What the fuck are you guys talking about?
You have no idea?
Is it video or is it board game?
It's a card game.
It's one of those games
played
with the collectible cards.
Played with a multi-sided die more than normal sides. They shave them. Or is it not played with a
die? Well, yeah, there's dice, but not. There's not a lot of... Oh, okay.
Nice.
There we go.
We're all looking at.
Yeah, this is great radio. We're all just saying,
okay,
there you go.
Yeah,
we're
looking
at Heather's screen.
We're looking at a Magic the Gathering card where Heather was posed as a model for the drawing of the...
yeah, I got them in my pocket. I keep them with me.
The Deft Duelist.
Yeah.
Wait, did you just see her eyes move?
Is that the kind that follows you around the room when you move around?
And the people who have won with that card and told me it's been like the most awesome experience ever.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
And then somebody came and said, I have a gold one. What do you call that? Foil. Gold foil card for you. And I want you to sign. I have two. So I want you to sign one and I'll keep one and you can keep the gold foil one.
They gave
so
you a like, gold foil?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was awesome.
What's the Magic the Gathering scene like in Australia, shall we?
I'm out of the loop, unfortunately.
Okay. Is it for people that just couldn't do Dungeons & Dragons?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
It's for people who got tired of Dungeons &
yeah.
Dragons.
Cool.
Did you do the Dungeons & Dragons
I
thing,
did,
Matt?
As
I knew
kid.
It. I
as
smelled
kid.
It on you, man.
Yeah, as a kid, yeah. But never did the magic.
Can I bring it back to atheism for a second?
So
I mean,
really,
I have a question.
I think we are, you know what, this belief
when
in sorcery and things like that.
Did you feel that? I'd like to posit this question about atheism.
We're not taking posits right now. I'm
I don't
sorry.
Have my.
I'll
oops,
take a deposit.
Too late. Too late. That was me. I own it. I don't have my Wikipedia machine in front of me, but I'm curious to know if where does nihilism fall in? To,
you know, this is
this
not
world?
This is not an uncommon question,
yeah.
And as much as I'd like to answer it, it's time for a break.
Yeah!
You're listening to Ardent Atheist on
you
New Dissident Radio
bitch!
And available on the iTunes Store.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery Emery. That's G-U-M as in Mary. ROAD.com/Emery Emery and get a piece of comedy that should have never been made, let alone sold to living human beings.
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Shelley Siegel, Craig Anton, and Matt Champagne. Thanks again for being here, you guys. So Matt, did you have any questions that we could avoid? No, what you were asking,
do
Craig,
you wear plaids with spots? I don't know.
Nihilism. It's. I'm going to ask you
yeah.
to explain your question a little more deeply, because that's a really great question, and I've heard it before, but before I respond to it, I want a good understanding of what you're asking.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, if you have an atheist, somebody without faith, then therefore they are relying solely on themselves, therefore...
No, not true, but go
well,
on.
They could.
Okay.
You know, they don't. I'm just trying to categorize it a little bit in terms of being a selfish human, and then therefore are they a nihilist?
Right. Do we know what a nihilist is? We should probably
from the River Nile. Pretty sure.
We should define nihilist for our discussion so that we understand
Hold
what we
up.
Both think of it as. No, I mean, what do you think of a nihilist as? You're the asking the question. What is a nihilist?
Oh, yeah, a self-centered person. It's all about them.
Is that what a nihilist is?
I don't have my Wikipedia machine
no,
in front of me.
What do you think of?
I thought a nihilist was someone that wants to destroy everything.
Well, it's not someone who wants to destroy everything, I think. A nihilist is someone who thinks it's all worthless. There's no reason for it, and it's completely just an exercise in
futility.
In futility. Yeah. That's what a nihilist to me is. Now, is that what you think of a nihilist as?
The
Now I do, sure.
The Joker in the second Batman movie, he's all about nihilism.
That's right. Right? That's right. Okay. At least they use that concept for him. Do you know what a nihilist is, Shelley?
I thought it was someone without, you know, who, yeah, I guess, thought everything was worthless and not valuable and has no morals.
Has no value, has no, yeah.
You know who I think are worthless are the people who pronounce it nihilist. Yeah. I can't get rid of them.
That's
right now.
Fucking wrong. At the end of the day, atheism isn't even remotely close to nihilism, not in any way, shape, or form. The reason that people think that is it was multifold. Number one, people think that atheists don't have any source for morality. And that couldn't be further from the truth. Mm. Morality doesn't come from religious belief. It just doesn't. That's a lie. It's something that people believe, but is not true. The idea of having a set of rules that works for everyone came long before the Old Testament and the New Testament, long before the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments is actually a ripoff from other religions that came before it that gave rules. And six, I think, of the Ten Commandments aren't even rules to live by. Yeah. They're demands by a dictator.
No right. Love says, me or else.
Yeah, you'll have no gods before no other gods before me.
Now that's narcissism,
right? Like, there's your fucking narcissist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
it doesn't even say there are no other gods. It says you must not put other gods before me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and that can be interpreted in many different ways. I've said, well, doesn't that mean there's other gods that exist? And then other people are like, no, they mean the gold calf.
Let me ask you, what do you guys have against some just godly competition, huh? What's wrong with a god that is just trying to like do for himself a little bit? You know what I'm saying?
He's a dick.
Show me that god.
You shall have no other gods before me. It's a tough racket, is what I'm saying. It's like anything else.
It's a plug.
Dan Barker is a preacher turned atheist, and he's written a book, and he does debates, and he speaks. And I just came across a video of his recently that just killed me. It was so awesome. He goes, imagine you're in your house, you come out, you're standing on the lawn, and someone walks by, and you go, hey, do you know the good news? And the guy comes over and says, what are you talking about? I have great news. I've built this basement in my house, and you don't have to go there. All you have to do to not go into my basement, I built it because I was really upset that you didn't love me. And
Should we find the clip?
Do what?
Should we find the clip?
No. And he goes, it's too long, actually. It's a really long thing. I'm going to try and do it really quickly. He goes, I built it because I was really, really upset that you didn't love me. And so I was going to throw you there. But I don't have to throw you there. I already threw my son there for 3 days. It completely appeased my anger. I'm feeling much better now. So if you'd like, you can come hang out at my place. If you say you love me, we can go up in my attic and live there for eternity. And you can keep telling me forever, sitting on my right side, telling me that you love me. Isn't that great news? No, it's awful fucking news. And that's the idea. That's the idea that the Christian religion sells, as do the Muslims, by the way. They just have a little different kind of process. But
well, I mean, I think it's all about the fear of death. You know, people believe in what they believe in because they desperately need to believe that this is not the only life there is, that when we're done here, we will go to someplace happy and peaceful. And the idea of that not being the case is too depressing for a lot of people.
I'm just the top of my head here. I got to tell you, I don't think religion is about the fear of death. I think it eventually deals with the fear of death, to be sure. I think it's the fear of life. I think it's the fear of living. I think it's the fear of making decisions without some sort of supernatural, bigger than me guidance. One of the most common things I hear from people is not that I want to feel comfortable about what's going to happen to me at the end of the world. What I hear more often is, I don't know where I would get morality if I didn't have religion. Yeah. That's the most common thing. I think the fear of death is way down the list of why religion works.
I'm going to beg to differ. Can I differ?
On your knees.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear that. Yes, morality is common, but the fear of death, I think, is very, very strong. There's a few people who come to me on Facebook and say, don't you want to live forever? And don't you want to live in a world that isn't tainted with sin and horrible things? And I go, yeah, wishing it to be that way won't make it that way. And there's one person specifically who comes to me very often who just cannot believe that everything's going to be perfect after he's dead. you know. And it's
what do you
really
mean?
Hard.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, after he's dead and he goes to heaven and God's going to come back and clear away all the horrible things on the earth, and it's going to be a new earth, and he's going to be there, and it's going to be an oasis in a perfect world. That's, and he's going to be with God.
So that kind of, yeah, so that defends what Matt thinks, is that it's about death.
A lot of people want to go to heaven. They want their kids to go to heaven. And even when I talk to some of the Christians, the hardcore Christians on the walls on Facebook, they say, I ask them the question your mom says, what if you get into heaven, but your child doesn't, would that be heaven for you? And sometimes I get the response, I know my daughter's getting into heaven because she's a believer and she loves Jesus. And I said, well, you can't know what your daughter's thinking. You can't make your daughter believe something if she doesn't. And they just never have an answer for me, but they just know they're going to be in heaven with their kids.
That's kind of what my mom found her way out of religion through, that concern. She knew I was going to hell if it existed, you know?
You are going to hell.
I mean, I've completely denied God. And
did you do it three times though? Because that's
oh, you got to do it three times. Am I still covered? Yeah, my mom, she couldn't figure out, and she went to preachers and she went to clergy. She wanted to know, how is it heaven if I get up there and my son's not there? And they just kept telling her. They all told her different things. First of all, there was no good stock answer to help her deal with it. But one of the most egregious ones is God. God dries all tears, something like that.
What?
Like,
he what?
Dries all tears.
Oh,
fuck yeah. Off.
He makes it so you don't
how
remember that.
And awful. How fucking horrible. And it's true. I mean, when you stop and actually read Job, God doesn't care about individuals. He allowed Satan to give Job boils and make his life awful.
Kill his kids and his family.
Yeah, God himself actually murdered his livestock and his family. And then to make up for it,
he gave him
new family.
God.
Yay!
God killed way more people than the devil.
That's
yes,
true.
That's
according
true.
To, well, I want to respond with reality. There is no God. There is no devil. No one killed anybody in these scenarios. They're fictional stories. But in the fictional versions of these stories, God killed way more than
Satan. Which brings me back to the issue of competitiveness in the God. You know what I mean? These
it's
gods.
A capitalistic device. Come on. Can we go back a little bit? This is not WTF. Fuck.
Yeah, I've only had Marin on once.
Tell us about the lean years, Craig.
Right. I have a question again with nihilism. How does that? Why is that different from the abstract or surrealists?
I understand why, having been on Mad TV, you're so obsessed with nihilism, but I don't even know what that means. It's nothing.
It comes from the Latin meaning nothing. It's a philosophical doctrine suggesting the negation of one or more putatively meaningful aspects
What's
of life.
What's this voice?
It's a scholarly voice.
This has been brought to you by Nihilism Today.
Did you look that up on that little phone of yours?
Yeah.
What is that device?
That's not an iPhone. Are you okay? Do you need help?
It's called a druid.
It's a druid. No.
Speaking of Magic the Gathering.
Droid.
It's an Android.
Right.
He really thought it was called a druid.
Like hold it up for a photo for the wall.
Oh, are we taking a photo of his archaic
I downloaded something.
Sprint phone?
Look
about,
at that one
no,
right
how
there.
How about my 2007 Trio,
Whoa!
Guys?
It's not a fucking Check BlackBerry. I mean, African-American Berry.
That's
not a BlackBerry?
Do you know how I charge this? I charge this with a generator and an exercise bike.
Nice. Nice.
Good cardio as well.
What kind of phone do you have, Shelley?
I have an iPhone.
Shelley.
Nice. Whoa.
She's from the land down under, and she has a fucking iPhone.
That's right.
Is that your phone from home, or did you get one just for the trip?
Yeah, it's from
home. Where are you from in Australia?
I'm from Melbourne.
Do you know Frodo?
How about Gollum?
Okay.
I get asked that a lot.
All the time.
Not Frodo, but people be like, oh, you're from Australia. Do you know Tim?
That was a great American accent. She does a good version of us.
Okay, nihilism, the noun... Noun?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a noun. The rejection of all religious and moral principles, often in the belief that life is meaningless. A philosophy, extreme skepticism, maintaining that nothing in the world has a real existence.
Yeah, okay. There's some atheistic...
Thanks, Mom.
We're not nihilists. Tom Likas is a nihilist.
You know that you're. I want to see there's no morality.
Don't mention that name on this show.
Saying that there's no morality, whereas atheism doesn't say that there's no morality. It just says there's no religion or religious doctrine.
Cool.
You know what you got to do is get some nihilists on here. You guys just go at it.
I know a great nihilist. And he'd be a great guest.
Who's that?
I'll turn you on to him. He does have great parties, and
he
publishes.
He's a comic.
He publishes a calendar every year. Yeah, he's a fantastic guy.
Is it him? Is every month a picture of him doing something nihilist?
A lot of nude pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
The naked nihilist. I want to know more about this guy.
I'll forward you his info.
Shelly, you should start a band called the Naked Nihilists.
She brought her guitar. You can play, right?
Yeah.
You performed, I think, at the Reason Rally. Is that correct?
Yep.
How was that? Did you like that?
That was pretty cool. It was like 25,000 atheists.
Non-believers, 20,000 plus non-believers gathering in one place in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
It was a great, great event.
Did you go?
No, I did.
You were cleaning your oven that day.
No, I wasn't. I was busy working, but I got a call from Penn. He asked me to come out and shoot him to do an address because he couldn't be there.
Oh.
He was doing the live show in Vegas and couldn't get away for the event, but he wanted to address the convention goers. So we shot him in his backyard, and I cut it together, and I sent it off to
cool.
Did anyone attempt to lead you guys in prayer? Did anyone like stand up and say,
no,
before we begin?
It's an easy joke. But
A lot of people think that. I mean, a lot of people think that when you start gathering under the umbrella of atheism, you're becoming religious.
Right.
Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Oh, becoming religious.
Yeah, it's like a religious behavior, but it's not. I mean.
Well, I mean, I'm just remembering performing for a bunch of.
Dan Barker does that, and he get if you have like a dinner together.
Who does that?
Say now we're just gonna all make a lot of noise together, and everyone starts smashing on the table.
Oh, really? Okay. Instead of saying grace.
Yeah. I like that.
Funny. It was funny. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But that's kind of a form of really.
It's ritual.
It's a ritual. Yeah.
Rituals not bad. Intrinsically. Yeah, absolutely.
I have a ritual.
Yeah. Tell us about your masturbation.
Yeah, I like to read. That's my oops.
Oh, we
it's
got us ritual. A reader here.
Yeah.
Do you think you're smart or something?
Well, I want to hear a song from Shelly. Let's check our timing here.
Okay.
We're going to come back after this break, and we're going to hear a song from Shelly live in the studio. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. We've launched another podcast called Skeptically Yours. That's right. It's hilarious and informative. Check it out if you don't believe me. www.skepticallyyours.net. Not .com, .net. Because somebody else has .com. Fuck you. Go there now or later. Whenever. I don't really care. Just go check it out and stop bugging me. And now back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Shelly Siegel, Craig Anton, and Matt Champagne. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to actually, let's hear a song from Shelly.
Yeah, sure. Well, I have one that's kind of relevant because we were talking about morality. So this song's called My Morality. And I guess it explains why I'm not a nihilist and where I think morals come from.
Maybe this will clear it up for you, Craig. Let's have a listen.
Do you need any background vocals?
Yeah, feel free to join in.
Okay.
Actually, don't.
Here we go.
Yeah, because people say to you, oh, what's holding you back from just going out and raping people and murdering people? Like, well, a couple of things, but I won't try and, change your mind about whether there's a God or not, if that's all that's holding you back. Cool. Yeah, so this is my morality. My morality is nothing to do with the Bible. All the verses of the Quran. My morality won't judge you by your spirituality, but by the things that you have done. My morality is not set into stone tablets who don't even tell you not to hurt children. My morality is not dictated
by a deity. It's developed from empathy, dependence, and love. My morality accepts everybody's sexuality is more concerned with inequality than validations from above. My morality is not set into stone tablets who don't even tell you that it's worthwhile to be good for being good's own sake, that not to think for yourself can be a deadly mistake. My morality is not recitable from memory. It's something inside of me, how I wanna be. Treat others how I want them to treat me. Basically, not to hurt anybody or pause any brutality. It stems from our common humanity. It's what my mother taught to me, and it's mine because I'm free.
Yeah. You get it now?
I like that music.
There is one. There is one exception. I'll throw at you. The Golden Rule is flawed.
I think it should be do what to others what they would want you to do.
I love her. I love her.
Wait,
The Platinum Rule. Do unto others as they would have you do unto them. Not do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That
if you're nasty,
creates
not
a world.
Everyone's nasty.
Yeah,
total nihilism.
That creates a world where you don't even have to concern yourself with what other people like. The Golden Rule makes miserable both the sadist and the masochist.
And I am both the sadist and the masochist.
She is. She's.
What's the Golden Rule again?
I think they do call unto it a others switch,
as
they
would do. Unto you.
The Golden Rule is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. In other words, treat people the way you want to be treated. That's how the Golden Rule goes.
Okay. I've heard Christopher Hitchens say that that's impossible.
Right?
You can't.
Has he said that?
You can't do. Right?
He's dead, so I don't know why we're talking about him.
Hey, now.
I don't know.
I'm
I don't
still
know
fucking
what
he's coming back. Three more dates.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. I miss him.
I do too. Do you like Hitchens?
Oh yeah, I love watching his YouTube.
I didn't
videos.
Like his politics in the end. I thought he kind of went off the rails politically.
Yeah, and I don't like what he said about female comics either. But then,
yeah,
females in general. Pretty cool.
In general, was he anti-female?
Not anti-female, but in some ways about traditional female roles.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this.
I mean, I haven't heard too much, but there was an interview he did in Australia where he was talking about women working and stuff. It was.
And he was a little old-fashioned?
Yeah, a bit.
Fucking sad, man. That pisses me off.
Well,
he said a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, he was so
drunk.
Opinionated.
He's
about.
So drunk.
It's cool. It's nice. It reminds you to be skeptical. It's like even someone that you admire and is like the smartest fucking person in
hey,
the
listen,
world.
Hey, listen. Dawkins was out of line when he
still
said...
have to be...
You got to pay attention to what they're saying. When Dawkins made the awful, awful mistake from his... You know, his lofty position in the atheist world and in the skeptical world, diminishing what Rebecca had said. Rebecca Watson had said about sexist behavior. He was out of line. He stepped way out of fucking line. And so I don't defend what he said.
My problem with Dawkins is that he's not funny the way Hitchens was funny. Like Hitchens was witty, you know what I mean? But Dawkins would get angry very quickly with people.
Richard Dawkins, is that who we're talking about? I don't recall him ever having an opinion on politics or
No, Hitchens
religion.
Had the political
no,
opinion.
No, Hitchens was...
Although there are political opinions from Dawkins that are a little shaky as well. You know, he's a socialist, and he thinks of religion as child abuse, and he talked in one of his books books. He talked about how
I kind of agree.
Yeah. Well, you agree with that?
Yeah.
But I mean, what do you do? I mean.
Well, that's a different issue of whether it is child abuse and what do you do.
Well, that's
but
where people
is,
jumped
it,
on it.
It gets really cloudy when it's like, well, if you're mentally abusing your child in some fashion, you know, the authorities are allowed to intervene and take the child away from you. But if you're telling your child that they're going to burn forever in eternity in painful detail if they, like, steal a pencil, I think that's just as
How were you raised?
I was raised in a Jewish household.
Okay.
And we were like traditionally Jewish and we went to...
You're going
to
be very successful in music.
An Orthodox synagogue. I don't know. I'm kind of like, you know, not approaching it from the right angle in that regard.
Yeah. And you're going to have a nose job that messes up that pretty nose of yours.
and then you'll do really well. Is it there? Let's see if it's on the board.
So you were raised Jewish.
Yeah. And we went to an Orthodox synagogue, so the women upstairs are behind the curtain.
You were really raised in it.
Yeah.
The Orthodox.
Well,
thing.
I mean, at home, it's a bit hypocritical because they would just do whatever they want, you know,
right.
Drive. They would go to synagogue on Saturday, but they would drive there, which is, you know, of course,
you can't do
worth
that.
The death penalty. But
oh, really? Oh,
absolutely.
Well, cars weren't really around in the time of the Old Testament.
There is a scenario that I've heard of many times. You could probably tell us about this, Shelley, where the Orthodox Jews, they will try to get non-Jewish people to do things that...
Yeah, it's called a Shabbos goy.
Go ahead, tell us about it.
Whoa.
There's a word for it. So like the word Shabbos for non, goy. The word
you
for
get
non-
the goyim,
Jews
get the goyim
goy,
to do
yeah.
the... Yeah.
And you get like the Shabbat goy. And you have someone that works in the synagogue putting the heating on and touching all the electricity because you're not allowed to touch electricity.
Right.
And you're not allowed to
I've
tell them directly.
What's it called again? What's the name again?
The Shabbos
goy. I think that's a Magic the Gathering card. I think that's one of the other ones.
It's 2 points.
I modeled for that one too.
It's like a 12-sided die roll, I think.
A roundabout way of...
In Orthodox...
I'm bringing in my Shabbos goy. Your dragon is dead.
I don't think you're allowed to directly say, turn on the heater. I think
no, you have to trick them.
You have to suggest it.
It's really chilly.
It sure is cold in here. I wonder if there was a non-Jewish person
in
the room. Oh, there he is. Hey, Ron.
That's what they do.
So if it gets too hot, he just takes off his clothes and gets naked?
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
I think that's a sin, too.
That's probably not allowed, yeah.
Yeah, that's a sin, too.
My wife, you know, worked as a flight attendant for many years, and the guys, the Orthodox fellows would ask if the flight attendants, when they would hand the food, out if they were clean, and that was
are you on your period?
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's why the women. That's one explanation that's been given to me is that the reason that women aren't allowed to participate in the service or read from the Old Testament is because they could at any time have a discharge of blood, and that would desanctify. Mm-hmm.
Well, I actually I ask women who are on the show, and Shelley will back me up on this, if they're currently menstruating because. Because I'm worried about being I can't think straight when there's a woman in the room who's menstruating.
Right. Why?
I couldn't do a show if she was bleeding right now.
Yeah. Why is that?
I'd be all up on her, fucking at her.
Fucking at her?
Fucking at her. I've heard that if you're on set with a bear, the bear wrangler has to make an announcement. Say, if there are any women menstruating, please leave.
Serious?
Oh, yeah, the bear will go nuts.
So it must have stemmed from a time when there were bears at the service. And we needed
my
to.
My mom!
What?
I think it's just an issue of smelling blood. I think it's just a blood smell thing.
I didn't believe my mom when she told me that my dad was a bear. Now I understand. See what I did there?
Yeah, super
here's what
gay.
Here's something.
And by that I mean just a big hairy gay guy. But
were you encouraged? Were you around rabbis at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you encouraged to argue with rabbis?
Silly rabbi.
Because from what I understand, this is kind of something I kind of admire about the faith is that you were encouraged to argue.
There's definitely a culture of. I mean, it really values education and it really values questioning. So
until the questioning starts to. Get into a place where... Go ahead, Shelley.
But you can't question... And I have this discussion with rabbis a lot. You can't question the truth of the Torah. Like, that is the foundation from which you start. And within it, you can question whatever you want. And you can argue about each passage and each verse till the cows come home. But you can't...
The sacred cows?
Till the golden calf comes home. But but you can't actually question the fundamental worldview. Yeah. And I think that's probably why a lot of Jews, especially in the States, I found are really secular or atheistic and not very religious. Like the liberal movement is really big here. I think that's probably because they're supposed to question things and like go into such details and comparative studies of the text.
Right.
I think a lot more, I found a lot more Jewish people have read their scripture than the Christian people that I've met.
I wish I were Jewish.
Same with atheists. Atheists have read scripture a lot
more. They know their generally. Shit.
So to speak, shit is what I would call it.
The shit. Yeah.
Or the shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't forget that. Craig, you were raised Jewish, right?
A little bit.
Really? Are you Jewish?
Catholic.
What the heck?
Matt's freaking out.
Why next to him?
you're between the two Orthodox.
What's going on here?
No, he was raised Catholic.
Matt,
were you Catholic?
You're in the kosher canyon right now between Shelley and I.
The kosher canyon.
This is revolting.
John Revolting. So you were raised Catholic, right?
Yeah. Catholic.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And you kind of still hang on to some belief, right? I mean, I'm not gonna...
a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I was brought to my knees at one point a few years ago, and I have a little spirituality. Practice a little Buddhist. Meditate. I have a little faith.
Get out.
Something.
Get out. Yeah. The Buddhist thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do a lot of meditation.
Cool.
And that's my bag.
Cool.
Yeah.
You weren't meditating when we were on tour together.
Was I?
No, you were not.
Yeah, no. No. I was...
we were chasing tail
living,
and
I was
you were
living the life of some Buddha. Yeah. Yeah. Those were the days. I was thinking about that. I was thinking maybe you could tell me a story about something I did that I never remember.
I'm not gonna
people
tell
the older we get now, people do that all the time. They go, remember that time we're at the club and you got up and you fucked that guy and you dragged the bottle and smashed it into his neck?
That's the story I would tell.
Right?
Yeah.
Wait, did that
I don't do you remember
that's
us
why
tripping
I
balls?
Don't that's why I don't do anything. That's why I don't
you just stay
I don't,
home.
Yeah. Yeah, you know why
even risk having
nobody
a story
has
told.
Anything on me. Nothing. Because I don't do anything.
You suck
Let
on a
me
search.
Check that's my it. Friend Google.
Yeah, there's some proof that Matt's done some stuff. Find the Wombat song. JR, look on YouTube for Matt Champagne, spelled like it sounds, Champagne, and the Wombat song. It's pretty great. Also, find his blog. Where's your blog, Matt?
It's on Tumblr. Remain Champagne is the name of it.
Remain Champagne on Tumblr.
Like,
and there's a great story on there about him finding a diploma sitting by the trash can. I read it today. It was awesome funny. But, Craig, do you remember you and me and Barry Abraham, now known as Microflash? What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Barry John.
Barry John, he goes by.
Microflash?
No, it was,
Johnny Lightning.
He was going to call himself Johnny Lightning for a while.
Which is the greatest
gave him
name.
I wish he had gone with it. He should be Johnny Lightning.
He sounds like a nihilist.
He was this.
He used to ride a unicycle, and he would, I'll never forget, man. He would juggle bowling balls, too. Yeah. He juggled bowling balls.
With a hernia.
Till he got a hernia. Then continued juggling until we got off the tour, and he went to get the hernia fixed. And it was one of those hernias that filled, his guts filled one of his testicles.
Yeah.
That was the,
That's how Kerouac died, didn't he?
I don't know.
What about that, you know?
He'd have to push it back in.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was unbelievably cool and awesome and awful.
I have to lay down now, he'd say, after a show. He just had to lie down.
Yeah,
let
we,
the fluid
we always
back.
Shared a room, and I'd get to watch him push his balls back up into his guts back up into from his balls.
Is he still alive?
He's fine. He's great. He's got
a
wife and couple two or three kids. Yeah. But do you remember can you talk about this?
Yeah, sure.
Because we got mushrooms, I want to say, right?
I don't know.
And we were outdoors, which I don't like being outdoors when I did mushrooms.
I don't think it was mushrooms. I think it was acid.
Oh, it was acid?
I'm pretty sure.
And I crawled out on a
rock.
Stump. Or, no, it was a fallen tree across a gully of death. And there was a river rushing below, and we're all like, what are you doing? Yeah. Don't. And it was him.
Yeah.
I think he was, and he slipped, and he was hanging, and we had to crawl out and save his life. He owes me his life, that guy.
I barely remember that, but I do remember that was the town where I met you. Actually, I met you years before that in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Yeah, and that was, and we shared a hotel room. We were working the Spaghetti Works there.
Yep.
And I ended up hooking up with a waitress there, and now I have a 25-year-old son. No. could be.
And you had a gun under your pillow. That was pretty. That was like the first time I ever saw a gun. That was pretty exciting.
Let's talk about that for a minute. You know, I have very limited memory of the gun thing, and it was brought up recently. And I wish we could talk more about it, but I got to do a break. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on Dissident on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners. Mom, Fergus Gallagher, Herbert Reagan, James Erickson, Jay Carter, Jennifer Jones, Kyle Delaney, Mark Nowitzki, Navik C. Storm, Truman Bonko, and Joseph Swam, and Cameron Winters. These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. We wouldn't have a great show without you. No, really, keep coming. We love you all.
That didn't sound red. And now, back to Ardent Atheist, nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Shelley Siegel, Craig Anton, and Matt Champagny.
Hello.
I'm really not trying to skirt this issue.
No.
There was a short period of time, and it was very short, that I...
shot people.
Hoot you shoot.
I never shot
anybody. That I was okay with guns. Yeah. And it was a small window of my life.
Yeah.
And I traveled around with a gun. I don't think I had a permit. I can't remember if I went through getting a permit, but you have to have a permit if you're going to have a concealed
gun. And you kept it under your pillow?
Yeah. I was a young, dumb, stupid kid.
But this was like 86 when that was totally legal.
Was it legal then?
I don't know.
I don't know. Nothing was legal in 86, was it?
No. Saying I'm okay with guns is a great way to describe being into guns, by the way.
I hate guns.
Yeah.
I hate guns.
I'm okay with guns.
I grew up past that phase of my life. I believe that guns make instant permanent mistakes. I have no interest in having guns in my house. And I had forgotten, I'd long forgotten that I had a period in my life when I actually would keep a gun or had a gun and traveled with one. But when I was traveling the road, there was maybe a year or two where I had a gun.
Guns are illegal in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Illegal?
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's because you guys are all prison freaks. You guys
yeah,
are a bunch
can't
of...
let, can't trust anyone. No, we had...
What do you do if you're attacked by a huge dingo? What are you supposed to do? Like
use a stick.
With a packet. Oh.
Give it your baby. No.
Dingoes love babies.
Apparently, that's all they eat.
Yeah.
So they must be atheists.
we had one massacre. It was like when I was a kid. And then as soon as that happened, they made guns illegal.
Oh, fancy
and
that.
And they had a buyback scheme. So the government bought the guns back off people. And you could, if you live in a rural area and you have to worry about dingoes, you
can get a permit to keep a rifle.
You can have a permit to keep like one rifle or something.
No
like
handguns,
that.
And, right?
And so we come here, me and my boyfriend are here. We've been here 3 weeks. And in the 3 weeks we've been here, there's been three massacres. I can't, yeah.
And there'll be more, too. There'll be more tomorrow. They're saying.
Is that like
that's what
I saw? I saw the forecast.
Is that an admission?
Did you see the gun forecast for tomorrow?
Yeah,
it's gonna be crazy.
It's high.
Yeah, it's really high. There's gonna be 9 people getting shot.
But is this coming? Like, forecast. Is that common to be that frequent?
What nine massacres?
Well, we've had some pretty big massacres, but we've had some big ones. But also, the way the media works nowadays, if people are getting shot,
right,
we're not necessarily going to hear about every instance of it.
Right,
but
there's a lot of massacres going on that we never hear about.
Yeah, if there's it all depends on the body count, as horrible as that sounds. But if there's enough, whatever that number is, if there's enough people in the same place getting shot, usually by the same person, it'll make the news. Yeah. But if that's not the case, we don't necessarily hear about it. So.
What three massacres are you talking about, Shelley?
Well, Bull Run.
Aurora?
Bull Run. The Aurora was the Colorado note.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's a once every like 8 to 10 years event, actually, I would argue. Is that right? Wouldn't you guys say?
I don't know. It seems like
I don't know, man. It seems like I'm always hearing about someone going into his workplace. He got fired and he goes in to...
Well, there was one. There was a fort where a guy went haywire recently. Yeah.
Oh, that was in 2009, and he was a psychiatrist. How's that?
Yeah.
How's that for?
They're crazy. They're fucking psychotic psychiatrists.
Are you saying I should stop seeing my psychiatrist?
Hey, come on. What if my title starts with psycho?
My psychiatrist is the sweetest, nicest lady. Are you saying that I should not be surprised?
Eventually, she will kill you. Yeah, no question.
Well,
in fact, the two years that I had a gun under my pillow, I was studying psychiatry. Does that tell you anything?
Who were you afraid of?
Nobody.
Oh, come on. You had a gun under your pillow.
I was afraid of myself.
Ma? Yeah.
No, you justified it. Do you remember that?
No, I don't. Tell me.
Yeah, you said, you told, I said, what's that? Get that out of here. We don't need that, do we?
Do we? And you said, you know, the week ago, 2 weeks ago, you're on the road in another hotel doing a show somewhere. You're in the middle of the night. A drunk broke into your hotel room and beat the shit out of you.
I did. I got the shit kicked out of me from a guy. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's why I thought having a gun would be smart. I do a kind of a offensive show sometimes, and I got the shit kicked out of me more than once, actually.
Wait, a guy saw you in a show and found you and kicked
your... Yeah, he came to my room after the show.
What did you say?
And I didn't know he was going to kick my ass. It was banging on the door, and the guy just rolled into my room, beat the fuck out of me with 4 or 5 punches and left me.
By himself?
Yeah, all by himself. I think he was with friends down in his car, but I was never I was never positive I was right about that.
Dude, so. All right, that's scary.
Do you remember the details I told you about the beating?
No, that was it. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Guns, right?
You must have been an asshole.
No, I was,
Did you pray?
I believed in God back then, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took me a while to become an atheist. I started out as an agnostic, actually. I started out as a believer, and then I moved to agnosticism and then atheism.
Yeah.
But it's a process.
Monty Python says there's nothing an agnostic can't do if he doesn't know if he believes in anything or not or something like that. I can't remember.
You fucked that up, sir.
I did.
There's nothing what are you, a nihilist?
There's nothing an agnostic can't do if he doesn't know whether he believes in anything or not.
There's nothing in it. Oh, that's nice. I get it. I think you put
it. I couldn't understand it with the accent.
Yeah.
That's my best.
More stories, partner. Craig. Yeah. What else happened on the road that these guys don't care about?
One time I saw a deer.
You know who was on the show last week was Jen Kober. Mm. And apparently she has a friend. She knows someone who was like, you know Emery. You know, he was doing a college tour once and he and I slept together. Yeah, I know, right? She just told that story last week.
Wow.
And I think her name is Susie or something. I don't know.
But I went to college with Jen Kober.
Did you really?
Yeah, in Chicago.
She's a funny lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great sense of humor.
Believes in God. I'm always amazed when a lesbian believes in God. It always freaks me out a little bit.
It's the fear of death, I'm telling you.
She also doesn't believe in bisexuality.
Mm. You know what?
I know, right?
My friend Paul J has a joke where he says, I've never heard a bisexual say, but enough about me, let's talk about you.
You think it's... you think bisexuality is bullshit?
I think it's just another way for people to go, look at me. Look at me and what I'm into. And aren't I clever? And
isn't that what they said about gay people?
No, I don't think so.
Yes, it is what they said about
gay people.
It's
really just doubling your options.
it's greedy.
Don't you think that there's just a whole spectrum of sexuality?
I think there's a wide spectrum. Listen, we learned in the 50s with the Kinsey Report. Mm-hmm. It's all over the fucking map what people are into sexually.
And it's okay.
You think so?
Yeah. Why not? Do your thing. Live it out. Yeah. Put on that thing and put that thing on and do that over there with that person.
I saw a documentary about people that were in love with objects. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Well, I love my TV.
No, but like they would literally like have the same physiological response to objects that people have when they fall in love, like all the same chemistry. And like this one woman fell in love. It sounds ridiculous, but it was ridiculous. She fell in love with the Eiffel Tower. Mm. And she went to France, and you saw, like, in the film, she was, like, rubbing herself up against the Eiffel Tower.
It will rip her a new one, I'm telling you now.
Like, an experience for her.
She can't take the whole Eiffel Tower.
No, I know. That's
there's no possible way.
Ambitious.
Yeah.
Did it call her back? No. See? They never do. They never do.
There was a woman who was in love with a fence, and she was sitting on the fence, and it's like...
I like her.
That she was.
That was pretty funny. Yeah.
That's so good.
Do you know? Remember what
splinters? I can't remember, but I'm sure if you looked up, like you know, it's
in love with objects.
Distinguishable.
That's one of the arguments against homosexuality in marriage. Is
people will marry their lunch
boxes. Yeah. How do you stop him from marrying? Who gives a fuck? If you want to marry a fence or the Eiffel Tower, although I don't know. I mean, the Eiffel Tower belongs to everybody. That seems wrong. But
and
I mean,
probably a fence is on private property as well.
Yeah.
My second wife left me for a boot.
Wait. She gave you the boot?
I hate her.
She gave you the boot for the boot?
No, she, yes.
She took the boot and left.
I'm against gay divorce. I don't think they should be able to get divorced.
Yeah. It's harder to get divorced than get married anyway. Right.
Because if we let gay people get divorced,
Fag. The show is over. The free part of the show, ladies and gentlemen, has come to an end. We have to wrap it up right now, but we'll be back. And, by the way, you can get the whole show by going to www.ardentatheist.com/premium, and the extra 30 minutes is there available for anybody who wants to pay. That's it's only $10. $10 a year. That's it for episode 79. I want to thank my guests, Shelley Siegel, Craig Anton, and Matt Champagne. I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson, and New Dissident Radio. Tune in next week when our guest will be...
Ryan Thompson, certainly not Tom Likas. He canceled on us this week.
Yeah, he did cancel. And we'll be talking about...
Tom fucking Likas. We always make fun of people who cancel with no explanation.
That's exactly right. We'll play that thing I did on the album about him. This has been episode 79. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson, our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, J.R. Fast Finger Swam, and our digital publicist and webmaster... Cameron Fast Penis Winters.
Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection. So that's it for the free version. Thanks for hanging out. We'll do another half hour here.
I can be your Tom Likas if you want.
Can you a Tom Likas? We'll do
women
that.
Talk like this. Men talk like this. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I would like to get in on that impersonation off.